Now, African leaders have been urged to help preserve the cultural heritage for continuity, adaptation and transfer of knowledge from one generation to another. Stakeholders emphasise the need to mobilise young people for the safeguarding of African culture and heritage at the local, regional and global level. News Central TV's Omolola Ololade tells us more.
African cultures are known to be rich and diverse. This includes everything that makes them distinct from any other group of people, from the languages to the dressing, right down to the belief system. There is so much to explore and learn from African cultures. Besides having a rich cultural heritage, the continent is home to beautiful historical monuments such as the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt, the Robben Island in South Africa, and the Lalibela churches in Ethiopia, amongst others. To celebrate this cultural and natural heritage in Africa, as well as preserve this historical site, United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, declared May 5 as African World Heritage Day.
This kind of day gives us an opportunity to look back or to trace back or to do a bit of putting ourselves back into where we actually are. Westernization is very, very good, fantastic, has a lot of advantages and all, but we always know that charity begins at home. You have to value yourself before you place yourself out there.